Welcome to the JenningsWire Online Magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews of top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Emerald Kaufman. I'm the radio director of Annie Jennings PR, the national firm behind the online feature magazine sensation, JenningsWire.com, a special community of bloggers and podcasters that is capturing the hearts of America. There's nothing like it on the web, and we invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger that's just right for you. And today's guest is Peter Barber. He's author of Get Up and Get Going, a practical guide to the mature would-be traveler. By blending travel for pleasure with volunteering later in life, Peter provides unique understanding and insight into the roadblocks facing the mature traveler. So welcome, Peter.
Well, thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here.
And I'd like to tell everybody, Peter is calling in from Kenya. So that is, of course, very much appreciated as well. And so you're talking to someone who doesn't just talk the talk, but you walk the walk, right, Peter?
That's right. And I love being here in Kenya. I would share it with others, too.
And so why do you think it's important that people get out and get up and get going and travel, especially the more mature people?
Well, I've discovered over the years that when I go back to Canada for visits, I bump into my friends, I see people I used to work with, and you know, they're people of my age that are turning around 60, they're retiring, or maybe they're about to retire, their kids have left their homes, they've got time to travel, they've got the interest to travel, but they really don't know where to start. They talk about it, but they can't get past that first step of how do we actually, you know, get out there and do it. And that's what I'm hoping this book will do. Through my experience, it'll give them the confidence to make those first steps as well.
Yeah, Peter, I mean, it can be scary for someone if they don't know the lay of the land, especially, like, for instance, you're in Kenya. That could be very intimidating to people. So where do you recommend people to start? What's the starting point? Where do they begin when looking to take a trip?
Well, I think the first thing to do is do a lot of research. And that's kind of one of my tips to people is, even if you're not using the internet, say you're using a travel agent to book a trip, you should really spend a lot of time on the internet researching the areas you want to go, the places you want to stay, the things you want to see, you know, and read people's reviews. Because, you know, you're expecting someone who's older to step out of their comfort zone. And that's always tough for people that are getting older. So they need to spend some time looking, reading, getting familiar with what they want to do. So when they do actually do it, they feel much more comfortable and confident about doing it.
And are there certain locations or countries or areas or types of trips that are more accommodating to a mature traveler than, let's say, a family, of course, or young kids?
Oh, there definitely are. And there's so many tours now being developed targeting not just people that are older, mature people, but say people with disabilities or mature people with disabilities. You know, the industry has grown substantially over the years. And, you know, they're not just saying, well, come and stay here and hang out at our beach or go look at these animals or whatever. They're really tailoring trips, you know, whether you book in, say, North America or you book somewhere overseas. You know, they're really focusing on how to accommodate people that, say, are outside the norm of the typical traveler.
And what would be your top three tips for mature first-time travelers, Peter?
Well, my top three tips would be, as I mentioned a bit earlier, take your time making your plans. Do a lot of research. You know, like I say, check out places you want to go, places you want to see. And spend a lot of time looking at hotels and things like that. Read lots of reviews. People post reviews all the time now. You know, what they saw. Was the place clean? Was it under construction? You know, was it as it was promised? And also, when you get back, do the same thing. Fill in the reviews so you pass on what you learned to other travelers. That would be the first thing. The second one is be open-minded and be patient. You know, on a long trip abroad, you're sure to bump into some problems, something you didn't expect. But rather than try and, you know, let it slow you down or create a roadblock, you know, try to go with the flow and be positive the whole time. And I think the last thing is, and maybe the most important, is to try new things, like stretch yourself. Talk to locals, eat local foods, try the local language, you know, even take public transportation. You know, try and immerse yourself in the country and the culture you're visiting. I mean, it's a huge, interesting, exciting world out there. You just got to get yourself out there and get in it.
And what would you warn people against? What mistakes do you find people making when they venture out into the world?
Well, the biggest thing I see, particularly being here in a developing country like Kenya and a lot of the places I go in Africa, you know, people from North America or Europe go there expecting what they're used to. You know, everything's clean, everything's sanitary, everything's comfortable. I mean, it's not always going to be like that. There are high-end camps and hotels and stuff in Africa, but there's also places that aren't, you know, quite as nice as that. So you sort of have to prepare yourself. And that's what a lot of the stuff I talk about in the book is, you know, what to expect, how to deal with when you get there. Because basically the book is 132 questions that somebody might ask before they plan a trip. And I try to answer all those questions to sort of alleviate those roadblocks and make people feel comfortable before they go.
Well, Peter, thank you so much for joining us today. And I'd like to remind our listeners that his book is Get Up and Get Going, a practical guide to the mature would-be traveler. And you can learn all about Peter Barber, the book, on his website, which is pjbarber.com. So thanks again, Peter, for being here.
Oh, you're welcome. It was a pleasure. Thank you very much.
And this podcast is presented by Annie Jennings of the national publicity firm, Annie Jennings PR, the creator of Jennings Blair Online Magazine. Jennings Blair is capturing the heart of America with its rich community of talented, insightful, and relevant bloggers and podcasters. So please visit JenningsWire.com and discover the blogger that's just right for you. Till next time.